Thank you for your prayer. For the past 2 weeks, I have been preaching sermons based on a series of Walking with God, Believe and Prayer. Today is the third in the series, and I will be talking to you about the message of obedience. In the first sermon, I told you that the main theme of 1st and 2nd Samuel was the obedience. I believe that obedience is the first step we need to take to come into the presence of God. This is a story which I first heard from a mission organization called Wycliffe. The organization's main job is to translate the Bible into local languages. A missionary from Wycliffe who had difficulty in translating the word obedience into a local language in South Africa. However, the missionary saw a father giving instructions to his son. The man said, "My son, you must complete this work with all your heart. You must complete this work with all your heart." The missionary understood that this statement by the father explained the meaning of the word obedience very well. So the Wycliffe's missionary translated the word obedience using the story. The word obedience is the action in which a man accomplishes his promises with all his heart. The book of Deuteronomy 6, verse 5 says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength." For believers of God, this way of loving our Lord with all our heart is the first step to our way to come into the presence of God in order to obey Him. Let us look at and understand the meaning of obedience in the Bible. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 12 to 14 says, "Eli's sons were wicked men. Whenever anyone offered a sacrifice, and while the meat was being boiled, the servant of the priest would come with a three-pronged fork, plunge it into the pan, and the priest would take for himself. This is how they treated all the Israelites who came to Shiloh." Eli, the priest, had two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, who disobeyed God. When people brought their offerings, Eli's sons took this for themselves and did not give those offerings to God. This was evil in God's eyes. Now we look at 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 18 and 19. "But Samuel was ministering before the Lord. Each year, his mother made him a little loaf and took it to him when she went up with her husband to offer the annual sacrifices. Samuel was the son of Hannah, was different from the sons of Eli. Samuel offered sacrifices to God. He obeyed God. This was good in God's eyes." As you know, obedience is the first step to serve and please God. Here is a story about George Washington, the first president of America. At his mother's birthday party, she invited many people. A gentleman asked, "You must be proud of your son. How did you bring him up to become a president of this country?" She answered simply, "I taught my son to obey God at all times." I taught my son to obey God at all times. Those at the party were impressed with her way of bringing up her son. I think that this example is a good one for us as we take on the job to educate our children and others. We need to teach them to obey God at all times so that they can become children of God. When God gave commands to King Saul, he did not obey God. So God was angry with Saul, and God abandoned him. And God said to him in 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22, "To obey is better than sacrifice. To obey is better than sacrifice." The word sacrifice comes from the Hebrew word zebach. Zebach simply means offerings and sacrifices. God ordered his people to worship him, including the public worship, offerings, and their services at temples. In the time of Samuel, the people of Israel obeyed the law and worshiped God by bringing animals as sacrificial offerings because they believed this would make God hear them. They continued to worship in this way until Jesus came. However, later the believers of Christ still did all of these three things: worship, offerings, and services, though we no longer make sacrificial offerings. In addition, believers after the death and the resurrection of Jesus added the action of preaching the gospel. I do believe that all believers of Christ are commanded to do these four things: public worship, offerings to the Lord, our services of helping people, and witness with a whole heart in spirit and in truth in modern times. When we are obedient, we follow all of these in spirit and in truth. This means we must obey God with all of our hearts and minds and souls. As with the word sacrifice, the term obey originally comes from the word shama. We find the word shama in this powerful message in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4 to 9. Let us read together. "Hear, shama, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road." Great. Shama means more than merely obey. Shama means that believers of God must hear the word of God and teach it to other believers so that they can follow God. In their lives, as did George Washington's mother in the illustration I just gave you, this is the real meaning of shama, of obeying God. The difference between obedience and sacrifice is that the first one, obedience, is to do all of these four things in spirit and in truth. But the second one, sacrifice, is following the laws and traditions. Our sacrifice and the obedience to the law is still important. But more important is to worship God in spirit and in truth. Our Lord Jesus says quite clearly in the book of John, chapter 4, verse 24, God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth. God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth. Let us look at how Eli's children disobeyed God. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 22 says, "Now Eli, who was very old, heard about everything his sons were doing to all Israel and how they slept with the woman who served at the entrance to the tent of meeting. Sadly, Eli's children did not faithfully follow the law and offer proper sacrifices to God. Because of their disobedience, they were killed by God. However, Samuel faithfully served God with all his sacrifices to God and obeyed God. 1 Samuel 2 verse 20 says, Eli would bless Elkanah and his wife, saying, 'May the Lord give you children by this woman.' And the Lord was gracious to Hannah. She conceived and gave birth to 3 sons and 2 daughters. Meanwhile, the boy Samuel grew up in the presence of the Lord." Because of Samuel's obedience, God blessed him and his family members in great ways. He allowed Hannah to have more children. As we may know, Eli's 2 sons were supposed to serve God after their father Eli, the priest. However, because of their disobedience, God deserted them. God said in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 35, "I will raise up for myself a faithful priest who will do according to what is in my heart and mind. I will firmly establish his house, and he will minister before my anointed one always." And this man was Samuel. God loves those who obey God, but hates those who disobeyed God. As I said at the beginning of this sermon, the main theme of the book of 1 and 2 Samuel is obedience. Actually, the theme of the whole Bible is obedience. As God created his people in his own image, he wanted them to obey him. The first people, Adam and Eve, did not obey God, and sin came into this world. Because of their sins, all humans were destined to die. However, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son to save his people from their sins. Through the sacrifice of Jesus, humans have been permitted to come to God, whose all sins have been forgiven, and people have been given eternal life through their faith in Jesus. This is called the grace of God. This is the grace of God. The book of Romans 5, verse 15 says, "For if the many died by the trespass of the one man, how much more did God's grace and the gift that came by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, overflow to the many?" To summarize, believers of God must obey God in their lives. Obedience requires truthful and heartfelt work for God. Believers of Christ thus need to attend our Sunday services, to give their offerings, to hear and serve God and His people, and witness the gospel at all times. More importantly, all of these four elements are to be present: our worship, offering, service, and witness with their whole heart, in spirit and in truth. This is our spiritual worship to God. At the beginning of this year, I continue to pray that our God will be with you and guide you and bless you wherever you go and whatever you do. Let us pray to our Lord. Almighty God, thank you for having us here today. We learned that Eli's children did not obey God, but Samuel obeyed God. God was so gracious to Samuel and blessed him and his family, but God punished Eli's children. Help us to obey you and follow you with our worship, offering, service, and witnessing the gospel. Help us to do this with all of our hearts and minds and souls. Thank you, Lord. I pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.